Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange presents Outer Red, Part 1, Off the Given Path, an extended audio version. Written by Jeff Walker, narrated by Dana Day.
Prologue. The Galactic Kingdom. For over 7 centuries, it has governed over most of the known galaxy. Overseen by the Collective Council of the Kingdom, and under the rule of their elected sovereign. King Gregory Cole I has maintained the peace for nearly 25 years on the throne, but the history of the Galactic Kingdom was anything but peaceful, plagued with power struggles and conflicts
since the dawn of its foundation.
It was a galactic history steeped in deadly wars with neighboring star systems that refused to join with the kingdom. The giant wars brought about a new generation of warfare. Legendary battles of almost godlike stature swept across the galaxy, as it led to new technologies and unfathomable superweapons that nearly wiped out whole solar systems. The united planets who stood with the kingdom used a device of unlimited power and brought the giant wars to an end. Fearing it would be too much for any one world or ruling sovereign to own, the head of council instructed the Riding Hood Guardians to keep it hidden. That action caused a rift throughout the kingdom, and many worlds became isolated as they sought to build empires of their own. It was in this era of uncertainty that a new enemy arose. A chaotic sector of space that had only known as the Dark Woods gathered all the enemies left over from the giant wars and formed the Darkness Domain. At the center of this new evil was the Dark Queen. She was one of the 7 witches who suffered from the Galactic Kingdom's wars. She unleashed a war that was almost as devastating as the last. The galaxy was on the verge of collapse once again, and all seemed lost in this time of savagery. The surviving 4 guardian clan groups of the Giant Wars, the Giant Killers, the Witch Hunters, Knights of the Magic, and the Riding Hoods joined once more to protect the Galactic Kingdom and the galaxy. A common enemy had ended the years of mistrust between them and rallied the fractured worlds back into the monarchy. The War of Darkness lasted 5 long years and nearly destroyed all the surviving 4 guardian clans. The Riding Hood leader, Thomas Huntsman, did the impossible by wiping out all the Darkness Domain in 1 final battle. His leadership and strategy showed all in the Galactic Kingdom they could work together and achieve a common goal. It brought his warriors to a legendary status and given a seat on the Council of the Kingdom. Thomas refused the seat and returned to his world to live in peace. But before he could enjoy such lasting peace, an unknown group seeking revenge launched a sneak attack onto the planet and wiped out all the Riding Hood clan. All but one. To this day, no one in the Galactic Kingdom knows who the attackers were, where they were from, or even how they disappeared without a trace. The Council launched countless searches into the old Darkness Domain sectors and found nothing. It would be a mystery that echoed in the halls of the Kingdom for years. As King Cole was enjoying his 25th year of being elected, word had come of a new threat to the galaxy. Outer worlds were being destroyed and ships attacked at random. They needed to dispatch a courier immediately to rendezvous with an alien group that had vital information about this threat. The king felt he could only trust 1 person with such a task. The Council of the Kingdom agreed. They instructed the female commander of this mission to retrieve and return with the alien messenger at once. But most of all, she was not to stray from the path given.
The Goldilocks, a tough little golden spacecraft built for speed and had an array of weapons for combat, if needed. A ship that would do well on its own or with an armada sent into battle. And while it might have been formidable in space, it now sat inert on the surface of a planet it crashed onto. It survived the force of impact onto the unknown jungle world and smoldered as the moist environment cooled its surface. The crash compromised the golden-plated structure slightly, though not too damaged that it wasn't able to be space-worthy again.